This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. If you've been listening to my podcast for any length of time, you'll notice the absence of endorsements, the absence of advertisements. And this is done intentionally. Up until recently, I really haven't found a product or a service besides my own that align with my philosophy of developing mental strength to reach full human potential. I haven't found a product that the quality is what I'd like. I haven't found a product that I actually can tell the difference on. There's a lot of products out there I've tried, and I haven't felt or experienced a difference. And I'm really happy to announce a partnership with a company, Neurohacker Collective. They have a product, Qualia, which is a nootropic. Now, a nootropic is kind of like a smart drug, but it's not a drug. These are all natural ingredients in Qualia. But what it does, it helps you focus better. It helps you concentrate. It gives you some emotional resilience and willpower. It helps with your confidence. It helps with adrenal support. There's a whole host of things that it helps you do, as well as decrease, you know, brain fog. Have you ever just felt foggy during the day? Have you ever felt lethargic? And just kind of worried about social awkwardness. Well, this nootropic helps with that. And I'm not going to go into the whole science of it. You can find out on their website, but I'm really happy that I've partnered with them and also have arranged for a 15% discount on their product, Qualia. I strongly suggest you do the research. I will tell you for myself that for a while, almost my entire life, I loved reading. I really, really loved reading. And over the past couple of years, I've started to switch more to audiobooks, not because I was in the car more, but just I felt that I would be able to use my time at breakfast to listen to audiobooks, etc. And when I started taking Qualia, I noticed that I was more intrigued with reading. And what I realized is that I stopped reading because I couldn't hold my attention long enough to go through, you know, more than one page before I got, quote, bored and moved on. And it wasn't the subject matter. It was me. So after taking Qualia for about a week and a half, I'm realizing I'm blasting through books. I'm sitting down and reading books for, you know, an hour and a half at a time. And it's making a whole difference. My mood has changed. I'm able to really concentrate during my CrossFit workouts. It's given me a different perspective on life. And these are all, again, natural ingredients in the product. So to get some more information on Qualia, go to warriormindcoach.com/neurohacker. And that's with a capital N. Again, you're going to be able to go there, get some more information on the product. When you decide to order it, use code WMC, all capital letters, and get a 15% discount. But I know that you're going to, you know, you try this for the month that it, you know, you get a month's supply first, try it, you're going to love it. You're going to actually see the difference. You're going to feel the difference. What I would encourage you to do is after you get it, before you start to take it, rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How is your focus? And how is your willpower? How is your sensory acuity? How is, you know, and start to let, how is your sleep? And start to grade that and put that paper away and then take the product for a month and then score yourself again. And you'll be the one scoring yourself on those things. So you're going to be able to see the difference immediately. So again, I'm really happy and proud to have partnered with Neurohacker Collective. Now, this is episode 353. And today we're going to talk about the power of silence. Now that's almost an endangered species, silence. How many of us really, really take time to be silent? Probably not so many. Wait a second, squirrel, what happened? Oh, sorry, got distracted by a squirrel. That was just a joke. Because with that, we get distracted so easily. And there's the interesting study There's an interesting study that documents that the shorter the distance, the shorter the time to the reward, the more addictive that behavior will become. And this is exactly what Twitter and Facebook and some of those other things, the social media is doing, is creating that dopamine release because we want that instantaneous gratification. So if we think we're sitting in silence, oh my gosh, where's the reward there? And we're becoming addicted to the dopamine that's being released for this instant gratification. That's another reason for taking Qualia, because you'll get a natural flow of that throughout the day, and you can actually break the addiction of Twitter and Facebook and become more productive and other things. But our systems require rest, right? Our bodies require rest. Our central nervous system requires rest. Our brain requires rest. And that's above and beyond sleep. Because if you're not sleeping well, if you're not sleeping for solid 8 hours, really deep sleep, you're not letting your body repair itself. And so in addition to that, we need to set some time aside for quietness. And this is why I'm so big on meditation. And there's my progress was I was listening to a guided meditation, and then I would listen to just music to meditate, and then I would move to quiet. Most people cannot go from a busy world to sitting in quiet. It's just they need some steps to it. Main reason is many people are afraid of their thoughts. When you start thinking about sitting down and being quiet for 10 minutes, most people are frightened for it. And so they're creating a busy schedule in their life. They're creating these distractions. The ego is creating these distractions because it doesn't want you to hear what your soul is telling you. Because the ego thinks it's in control. The soul is there patiently waiting, loving you. It knows what your purpose is. It knows what direction you want to go in. And it's just waiting for you to get tired and exhausted of chasing your tail that the ego wants you to chase. And once you can sit down and be quiet and silent, and this is the resistance to it is coming from the ego. When you can sit down and be quiet and center yourself, even for 5 minutes, miraculous things start to happen. You start to repair the brain. Parts of the brain start to repair itself for the cognitive abilities. You start to become more relaxed. You start to go into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is rest and digest, as opposed to the sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. Marvelous things start to happen to your body when you can sit still, relax, and be quiet. And this is all regenerative process to help you then move forward with whatever the next task is. But if you continually go and go and go and go and don't give yourself that, by the end of the day, one, you're going to be burned out. How many times have you said, man, I feel exhausted today? Well, that's because you've been under your sympathetic nervous system. You haven't had chance to decompress, if you will. And you go home, you have a drink, you watch TV. All those are unhealthy ways of decompressing. Being sitting in silence is a much healthier way, but it's also a very scary way. So one of the things, there's a Japanese process, and I apologize for mispronouncing it if I do. It's Shinrin Yuku, and it's Shinrin-Yoku. And it literally means forest bathing. And so during my weekend intensives, during my Warriors Quest, I'll take my clients out. And I was doing this before I knew it was forest bathing. But what I would do is I would take my clients out into the woods, and we would just start walking for a while. And then I would have them focus all of their attention on their visual. I would have them stop and look and inspect, get down on their hands and knees and look at the forest floor, look at the trees up close, look at the trees from far away. I would have them put all of their attention into their visual. And then I would have them close their eyes and put all their attention into their hearing. What could they hear? Could they hear that caterpillar crawling across the leaves? Could they hear the birds chirping? Could they hear the wind rustling in the leaves in the trees? And then we would move to the feel. What would you feel? What does it feel like under your feet? So we would have you know, their shoes would be off. And what does it feel like? Pick up some dirt, pick up some leaves, still with the eyes closed. What does this feel like? And then smell it. Bring the leaves and the dirt up to your nose. And what does it smell like? Anyway, this process would take upwards of 30 minutes or so. But what they noticed, what my clients noticed, and what you will notice is when you're in that state of forest bathing, your mind automatically stops. You don't have to force it to be quiet, because you're putting all of your attention somewhere else. The mind quiets down and you'll come out of it going, wow, that feels relaxing. That feels rejuvenated. And so one of the things I would encourage you to do, in addition to meditating, turning the phone off once in a while, turning the computer off once in a while, turning the TV off for once in a while, in addition to those things and just sitting still and meditating, is go out and do some forest bathing. You can do it out on your own. If you look up forest bathing or Shinrin Yuku on the internet, you'll find a lot of people that are actually guides to guide you through this. I do this again on my Warrior's Quest. But the key on all this is to find silence, to find that place within yourself that is anchored, that is unmoving, that is rock solid, that you can hang on to. Because when life comes around, and life does come around, and we're starting to go through this whirlwind and things are changing and we feel like we have no control, the silence is what anchors us, is what holds us to our true self. And when we know that true self, everything else around us can be flying chaotically around, but we're anchored to that true self. And the only way you can get to that true self is through silence. And there's many ways to get through silence. You know, you could use noise cancellation headphones. There's a lot of technology. Use the technology that's available, whether it's Qualia as a supplement, whether it's noise cancellation headphones, whether it's forest bathing, whatever it is, or a deprivation tank, right? So there's float tanks where you can go. It's a saline water where you float. It keeps you afloat. It's 98.6 degrees. It's dark, so you can't see, you can't hear, and it's sensory deprivation. Oh my gosh, if you want to try to do that, that is awesome. There's a place here in Bend that I go to for that. It's wonderful. It's an awesome experience. I will tell you, if you've never done it before, it will take some time to settle your mind, because you have earplugs in. You have it's a tank you crawl into, and it's lightproof and soundproof. And you're floating in this water. It's almost like you're back in the womb and you're floating there. And then you have to just stop your mind. And when you do, when you come out of it, you will literally feel reborn because of the silence. So there is so much power in silence. There's more power in silence than there is in the noise that's around us. So take time. Look up forest bathing. Look up a deprivation tank. Look up float tanks. Do something. Look up the Qualia product. But do something to get back to you, your true essence. And the only way you can do that is through silence. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.